despite the English language, I am happy, we're not happiness. Even though the language tries to convince us we are, you know, I am happy, I am sick, I am this, I am that. Language tells us we are happiness. Gregory David says, no, that's a state of mind. That's a state of consciousness. Okay, and then he goes on to tell us, we are the pure awareness that experiences that state of consciousness. So this is a wonderful tool, really. It's just so simple. We have the awareness, which is pure, experiencing the different states of consciousness. And of course, as Gurudeva says, well, I read this one yesterday with one of the monks, you know, the traveler traveling through San Francisco doesn't get confused that he is San Francisco. You know, somehow language works there very well. And we know, well, I'm traveling through San Francisco, and what I see is San Francisco. It's not me. But when it comes to things in the mind, the English language doesn't give us that kind of clarity. We identify with everything in the mind. I am happiness. I am unhappy. So Great David says, no, you shouldn't look at it that way. You are the pure awareness traveling through the mind. Some of the states are enjoyable, some are not enjoyable, but identify with the awareness. Gurudeva goes on to tell us, we have the ability to control this awareness. This is an important point. Just because philosophically we get that far, okay, there's an awareness and there's a consciousness, this is all great, goes on to say, no, we have the ability to control this awareness. And how do we do that? Through regulating our breath. We can sit down and regulate our breath and turn within and start to experience control over our awareness. We're able to move it into states of consciousness we want to move it into. To quote from the lesson, Lotus of the Heart, Gurudeva says, how do you avoid unhappy states of mind? By consciously flowing awareness into the radiance, the light emanating from the self-effulgent being within the lotus of the heart. By consciously flowing awareness into the radiance, the light emanating from the self-effulgent being within the lotus of the heart, through controlling our breath. So that's a very practical statement when it comes to happiness and unhappiness. It's not just a generalization. We should be happy, we shouldn't be unhappy. No, it's saying, okay, if we're feeling unhappy, what do? Go out and buy a new car? Spend some money? Shop till we drop? No, of course not. He's saying, think of it as controlling awareness. You just have to move your awareness a little deeper. Your awareness is externalized. How do we do that? We regulate our breath. Turn in and experience the inside of us in terms of a spiritual energy, spiritual light, a positive feeling. Somehow we find something inside ourselves which uplifts us. So we put awareness into that state of mind. Gurudeva goes on to say, tell yourself that it is there and soon you will begin to feel it. That's good advice also. You have to really believe that it's there. Okay, it's there. I can experience this. This is easy. I can move my awareness into my inner self and be a happier person because of it. So in this way, we can all experience to one degree or another true bliss. Because it's inside of us. It's not dependent upon what's going on outside of us, which may be going well or may be going poorly. Life has its ups and downs, good times and bad times. So our advice for merging with Shiva is detach from that and realize that that has its limitations. Sometimes it'll make us happy, sometimes it'll make us unhappy. But we can transcend the unhappiness caused by external circumstances through these techniques given to us in this wonderful Lotus of the Heart chapter of Merging with Shiva.